Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. I am broadcasting from Command Central, well, backyard. So if you hear any lawnmower or dogs barking, not my fault. I am going to just sort of deflect and not give it a second thought. That's what we are all about, you quarantinians. I don't even know how to spell that, but we're going to be talking about failure on this episode of the podcast because we got some stuff to talk about in the business beatitudes. Let's get going. Okay, so it's rare, very rare, that in Louisiana we get great weather. I don't know if it's associated with the virus or not, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's pretty doggone spectacular, and I could sit out here. Now, if the sun was on me, I'd be a sweaty mess, and it wouldn't work worth a lick. But nonetheless, I am out here looking at dogs, listening to lawnmowers, because apparently grass still grows in a pandemic. Did you know that? Well, I did, because I got to still take care of the grass and mow the lawn and take care of the pool. The virus is not helping me out in that way. That's by any stretch of the imagination. All right, before we really get into failures, the business beatitudes of failure, which is a very timely doggone conversation, I want to give an absolute shout out to we're doing a project called the Operation Phoenix. Now, You get the analogy. We're going to be coming out of the ashes better, stronger, and faster. And we got to start thinking about it now. Really, we got to start thinking about it now. And what are we going to do? How are we going to sort of compress that time? And what are the strategies that we can deploy today? I think personally, we will need to aggressively rethink business models because I tell you right now, nobody ever thought about in their business continuity plan. A global pandemic. You know, that's just a fact. But anyway, it is what it is. We've got to persevere. And you know what? It's going to be industry. Industry is going to get us back in and rolling with the economy. We're so crucial and vital. And I think that there's some interesting questions to ask. You got to challenge everything within your business. And we, with the Operation Phoenix, we're going to, you know, for me personally, I've had the great opportunity to be able to interview the best leaders within industry. And they just look at things just a tad bit different and a little bit more innovative. And so with Operation Phoenix, we're going to be looking at sales, marketing, and branding, right? What are the strategies that we can deploy today? And then hopefully minimize the impact of tomorrow or post-virus. Two, we're going to be talking a little bit about finance because there's a huge bill that came out of Washington, D.C. I have no idea what it is. Not one clue. And I don't have the intellectual chops to be able to do that, so I'm not even going to try. Third, we've got a workforce that has been just slammed. You know, you go over there, try to work remotely. We don't have the opportunity to be able to keep you on board, so we'll furlough you, whatever. There is a lot of stress, a lot of fear, a lot of frustration out there. And I got to tell you right now, we've got a couple of really incredible individuals that will talk a little bit about human capital and what we're going to do. And then the other two will be operations and then finally technology, because in the efforts to try to think through all of the things that are taking place and challenging you to really rethink and think about your business models, the processes, you're going to have to do it, and you're going to have to do it with your eyes wide open. And I think technology will be an absolute solution to some of those challenges. But we have a real pretty large and growing group of companies and individuals that are participating in Operation Phoenix because they want to be a part of the solution. Granted, I'm not going to talk about the coronavirus because I have nothing to participate. I have nothing to contribute. I'm not going to listen to the news. I'm not going to listen to or watch or read any of the social postings regarding that, because it'll just get me tied up in knots, and it'll get you tied up in knots. So I just highly say, hey, I can't do anything about it. You can't do anything about it. And let the professionals figure out what to do and how to deal with that pandemic. So that's how I feel about that. You can either sit on the sidelines and wait for somebody and be more reactionary as opposed to proactive. And I'm not going to do that. And you're not going to do that because you're not supposed to do that. And then thirdly, we have an opportunity, right? We have an opportunity to do something today. That's where I want to be. We want action. This podcast, although we talk a lot of industrial, it's all about action. Action for solutions, actions for keeping your business rolling. And this Operation Phoenix is just right in line. No catches, no nothing. It is just about massive collaboration with professionals that want to get things done. So that's pretty cool, right? That's nothing wrong about that. A couple of companies I want to point out in this particular, and there's going to be more, but in this particular podcast, I want to point out the Industrial Internet Consortium and the IoT Solutions World Congress. The Industrial Internet Consortium is like the single location for you that's interested in IoT, IIoT, cybersecurity, blockchain, AI, machine learning. They are just passionate about really defining the rules and facilitating solutions associated with all of those topics. And they're just wonderful people, and they're dedicated to your success, and they're part of Operation Phoenix. IoT Solutions World Congress, they're out of Barcelona, and they're getting hammered pretty hard. And they want to be a part of transitioning to this post-virus world. And so they're going to do everything they can. They're going to promote. They're going to get that message out. They're going to continue to sort of work with us and be able to promote all of these solutions out on their network as well. So they are phenomenal when it comes to putting on a conference. They have one coming up, and hopefully we'll be able to go to it, and that's the end of October. And they top-notch, passionate people who have just an incredible desire to help you. So I'm sorry, I'm rambling on because these guys are just absolutely spectacular, and you need to find out more. That's Industrial Internet Consortium. Go to iiconsortium.org. And then the the IoT Solutions World Congress, go out, and they're fantastic. They've got great content out there, especially times like this. You need to do it. All right, we're going to go on into the podcast real quick. We're going to make this a fast one because given the realities, right, the business beatitudes, we're talking a little bit about failures. And given the realities of what's taking place in the market today, you better feel good and warm and fuzzy with failing. The key here is you will fail. Either that knocks you out of the game and you just want to give up, and some will, or you get back up and you scuff, you brush off your knees and you get rolling. You get doing it again, because that's really what it's all about. You can't give up. Everybody is depending, right? Everybody is depending on industry. And the companies that really are contributing to the economy, and it's going to have to come through innovation. It's going to have to come through taking chances. It's going to have to come through persevering. And all of those components smack of failure. But the ones that truly persevere are the ones that get past that failure. And that's what it's just a fact. You can ask anybody out there who has a thriving business, probably not today, but before, when they have a thriving business, you know what they did? They just persevered. They just kept on going. They took the slings of arrows and bullets and whatever, and they continued to go. And it's not fun. Nobody wants to fail, but we're just going to have to get used to that. We're just going to have to place our pride on the shelf and ask for help, because this, the only way we're going to get past all of this is going to be through collaboration. And you know what? I was talking to Beverly Ryder, and she's with Hitachi, and she pointed out something that was really pretty special. She is seeing companies that would normally not collaborate in before virus are collaborating today, because they recognize and need answers, and not every company has all the answers, and you will not have all the answers, but you're going to have to press forward, and you're going to have to succeed, and that means you can't give up. So the successful are the failures. They rightly value success, and we're going to have to do that. And we're going to have to collaborate, and we're going to have to be humble, and we're going to have to just make sure that we look for help. So that's what this podcast is about. It is the business beatitudes. It's the successfuls are the failures, which is true, because you can't talk to me about anybody that we think is successful that are out there, and you can't say, oh, you didn't fail once. They did. They just keep on going. They just keep on pressing forward. They keep on finding people to collaborate with that are smart and capable and have a strong desire for success and will not give up either. The beauty of, and please take this the right way, the beauty of what we're going through today with this pandemic, with us being, you know, isolated and quarantined, we're forced to do these things. We're forced to reach out. I recommend that you reach out to people that you don't think that they might be lonely, and they would probably honor an opportunity to talk to somebody. So we're in a unique position right now, and either we can curl up and wait for somebody to tell us what to do, or we can press forward and embrace failure and do it with a smile on our face and move forward. Again, I'm here with Industrial Talk. We've got the Operation Phoenix. We've got an expanding group of companies and professionals that are just passionate about helping, thinking about the other, and doing everything they can to be able to bring that to light. So, the Operation Phoenix is an expanding, you plenty of room. Join us. And we'll promote you out on Industrial Talk. It is for you. It's for, and we can all just succeed together, and we can all stumble, and we can support each other and get us back up. That's what it's about. So anyway, thank you very much. Again, you know my moniker here. Be bold, be brave, dare greatly, right? Change the world. And boy, is it time to do that now. So thank you very much. And I'm going to be back again with not just Operation Phoenix, but the people and the companies that are in that Operation Phoenix project. So thank you very much, and we'll talk later.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.